Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with the verified on Twitter.
Yeah.
Gwen Ballinger, who is my mom. Mom, say hi.
Hi.
How are you today,
I'm
Mom?
I'm so verifiably good.
I was going to talk about this later, but we'll talk about it now. I was at VidCon, and I was at the Twitter booth. And last year at the Twitter booth, Jessica got verified. Mm-hmm. She went up because to get verified on Twitter, you just have to know someone. Oh. And I was talking with a Twitter person. She was like, yeah, pretty much. There's no forms. There's no nothing. It's just you have to know someone. And they're like, yeah, you're verifiable. And that's it. Like, that's it. So when I was at the booth, there was this guy that was who got Jessica verified last year. And he's like running the booth. And I was getting my free swag, my free Twitter merch. And I looked at him and I was like, can you get my mom verified? And he acted like it was an ask. It was a big ask. Oh. And I was like, never mind. It's cool. And I feel bad being greedy or whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, no. And I didn't bring it up again. And I was like, just forget about it. It's okay. Cause I felt really bad. And then the next day you texted me, you got me verified. So apparently it worked.
Yeah. Fern from the UK.
Yeah. She's from the UK. I know Fern.
London. She's from London?
I don't know.
I don't know her little town. It's not the London town. It's anyway.
I don't know either.
She texted me on my phone and she's like, you're verified. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So she broke the news.
Have you figured out any part of it?
I've dinked around a little.
Did you see the verified section? It's the only part I care about being verified. You have all your notifications, your mentions,
yes,
and in the verified section.
Yes.
So if me or Colleen or Christopher or Jessica like anything or tag you in anything, it's in there.
Right.
So
I saw that.
That's my favorite part.
After you brought it up.
Yes. Because now I like that I can see when you like my stuff.
I like everybody's everything. Yes.
Yeah. But before I never knew if you saw it. I never knew if you liked it because it was in the notifications that's just flooded through.
Yeah.
So now I can see when you do things.
Cool.
So I did this for a selfish reason.
Nice.
It had nothing to do with you. It all had to do with me.
Now am I going to get a text if I don't like something? Are you going to say, Mom?
No.
Darn it. I was going to withhold for a while. See what you did.
No. Oh, I hit my microphone. All right. So let's... So VidCon happened.
Yay.
Talking about the Twitter booth, VidCon happened.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lovely experience.
Yes, I haven't heard about it.
I had two meet and greets, and then I did Colleen's Q&A, where I moderated it with Christopher and Corey. I had a panel, and then I had an interview. And the whole thing is great. Nothing went wrong. I think VidCon every year gets way more organized and secure. Colleen and I did talk about how we did feel a little like disconnected from the kids that were there to see us.
Oh no.
Well, it's for security reasons, like I get it. Like I did a panel and it's in an intimate small room, the panel is like and right before we went on, the security guard said no selfies after. The kids will rush the stage, please walk out, do not take selfies because they didn't want people pushing, they didn't want
they get pretty excited.
Yeah, and they didn't want them to stay there and blah blah blah, and like they had another panel right afterwards. So like please don't take selfies, just exit the stage with a smile. And we were like, "Okay." And I hated that. Like I shook people's hands afterwards. I said, "Hi to you guys."
Yeah.
But it's all for security and they're getting better with security, but it did feel disconnected. Like they sent us this huge list before we went. You're not allowed to do scavenger hunts. If you're not allowed to form crowds, like do not go on the floor if you know you will start anything. Yeah. Like,
well, it's gotten so big. They have to. I mean, the bigger the events are, the more security, the more.
But there was never a time when I felt unsafe or, which is great. Because there have, first few VidCons was
pretty scary.
It was scary. Like just pushing through lobbies to get to where you're supposed to go. And
that's
just
not good.
Well, you have a security guard with you. But one security guard doesn't really defeat 100 children. Yeah.
And it's not so much your safety. It's the safety of those kids.
Oh, yeah.
The pushing.
If you know me, safety, falling. Safety first, always.
That's what you were taught.
Like before my Twitter interview on the Twitter stage, they were like, oh, the kids are, they haven't done this yet, but they're up against the stage. And I was like, go tell them to sit down. They're like, well, yeah, they shouldn't do that. And I was like, go tell them Rachel says sit down, safety first. And they were like, okay. And they did. And you guys went and sat down.
Fantastic.
I was like, I am safety queen. I don't want anyone getting hurt.
No.
Because the reason they said no scavenger hunts is because they didn't want kids running and like tackling each other and trampling anyone. So everyone, it's all safety for them. It's safety for us.
Right.
But I enjoyed VidCon a lot. I wish there was a way to like interact with you guys more. Cause at meet and greets, the photographers are like, it's go. We just say hi, say bye. Like the photographers make the rules depending on the photographer. My first photographer was a little more lax. My second one was like, get it done. So I was like, okay, going all quick. So it's all run by VidCon.
Yeah.
We don't have any control, but they take care of us, which was
nice. That's good. I love VidCon week.
You do like what? Just all the pictures and seeing us do everything?
No,
because you get grandma camp. You get grandma camp. Yeah. Bailey was with us.
And I had all the boys.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Was it fun? I haven't heard anything about grandma camp.
So much fun. Well, we have to chat.
We have to chat. We've
got to spill the tea with each
other. Dad sent me a video of the boys just going down the slide repeatedly laughing hysterically.
Yes.
And he said, who needs Disneyland?
Right?
It's like, oh,
they had
true.
So much fun. I did too. I think I had more fun than they did.
Yeah. Well, we missed you at VidCon. But aww. I think you enjoy Grandma Camp way more.
Always.
Always. Bailey with us. Bailey had a lot of fun.
I'm glad.
There was more standing around and talking to adults than she anticipated, I think.
But she's good at that, too.
Yes. As long as she has her book, I think she's fine.
She is a marathon reader.
She is. I asked her, I was like, how many books do you read a day? And she's like, depends on how short they are. And I was like, so there are multiple read in a day. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, dear God, I haven't read one book this year. I skimmed through one, I think. Well, there was another con that happened during VidCon, which was TanaCon.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen anything on this?
I have.
Here's the lowdown of what happened, what said was happened, what I kind of think actually happened, because I've gotten stories from people who are actually there.
Yeah.
People that, you know, were I've some reliable sources.
I decided to withhold any feelings or
opinions
till I heard
all of them. Like that kids were hurt.
Kids were hurt?
Well, some kids they were in the sun for 6 hours.
Oh,
one kid had to be hospitalized because her burns were so bad because she's pasty white. You know, that's cool. Be your pasty white self.
I'm pasty white.
But she got burned so bad that she had to go to the hospital.
Oh, sweetie.
And like that, I mean, also you're not supposed to get sunburned. It leads to cancer.
And she didn't think she'd be out that long. So that's why she probably didn't put on sunscreen.
Yeah. You think you're in line for an hour. You get inside, you're done. And kids were getting dehydrated. So I truly don't like that part. That part was not handled well. Well, the whole thing wasn't handled well.
Yeah.
But so.
She didn't expect that many.
Well, so here's the thing.
Okay.
What I've heard, I am not exactly knowledgeable on the whole thing, but 5,000 tickets were sold for the event.
Mm-hmm.
The venue held 1,000.
Oh, wait. That's math. That's wrong.
That's math. That is wrong. The fire marshal said 1,000.
Oh, no.
So.
Maybe she thought they wouldn't all come?
Well, so.
I don't. That's
from
a
what
big difference.
Was said to me. That there were 1,000 free tickets given that were gone in a second.
Of course.
And then 4,000 VIP tickets, which costed $65 each. Mm-hmm. Well, from what I've heard, no one has known of anyone to have those free tickets.
Oh.
So that's a conspiracy theory up for debate. Was there any free tickets? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable on that topic. But people are saying they have no clue. They've never seen a single person with a free ticket. So, but she was advertising the thing as free. So there were bound to be a few kids that showed up saying, this is free, right?
Right.
And so from what I've heard, what happened was the 1,000 people first got in, but they are not allowed to sit down at the convention. They were, because it was so small. It was a hallway, a concert hall with the big stage, and then a few meet and greet rooms / panel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the hallway, there were, from what I've heard, there was no food or drink provided in any manner to buy or to get for free.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no activities. And there was promise that creators would be walking around hanging out, but there was none. So kids had to stand in this room until things happened at the event or their meet and greets.
Okay.
But after a while, security started kicking them out because there were still 4,000 people lined up that needed to get in that couldn't because of the fire marshal code.
Okay.
So they started kicking people out who paid to get in other kids who had been blistered in the sun, basically. Now, people said that 20,000 people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, that's a made-up number.
Oh, really?
Maybe 7,000 people altogether.
Okay.
Just because if you look at the line, it doesn't look like 20,000 people. 20,000 people is a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
And the line was very long, maybe about 5,000 people long.
Okay.
So that's what I've heard.
Okay.
And the reason the line was so long was because only 1,000 people could be let in at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So once they kicked out the other people, they could let in 1,000 more. But by that time, everyone's chanting refund.
Right.
And they tried to make the next day a bigger venue. They were like trying to figure out what to do. And in the end, it was all canceled.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing where you have to plan for months and get it set up.
She had 2 months to plan and she scheduled it on VidCon weekend. Which when I first heard of that, I went, haha, that's so petty. I love it. So it was done on VidCon weekend for a reason.
Right.
But I have to shout out Shane Dawson, who was immediately like, it was not his event.
Mm-hmm.
It was not planned by him.
Right.
He was an invited guest.
Right.
And he was offering to put people up in hotel rooms.
Oh, that's nice.
To pay for hospital bills. He was working to make sure kids were taken care of, even though it wasn't his responsibility.
Yeah.
He's offering refunds to make sure that if people flew from out of state, that they could go to his book meet and greets and get something special. Like, he was trying to do something. And Tana remained silent online for about 24 hours after the thing got canceled. She did come out and make a good apology.
Oh, good.
And she did say what she needed to say. I hope she learns from this.
Oh, 100% she will.
Because it could be a great thing.
Yeah,
It has the potential. It was not done in the right amount of time.
Well, you learn from your mistakes.
And do you remember? I forgot what it was called.
Museum of Failure.
The Museum of Failure.
You learn from your mistakes. No, because it won't be in there. It's just year one.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah. Do you remember when those guys, those like rapper, I think were they were rappers or just.
Vanilla Ice?
Was it that? Where they did the island?
Oh no.
They did this, they wanted to do a festival on this island,
I don't know.
Coachella, but like just like supermodels and it was like super high end, blah, blah, blah.
Ooh.
But it was a complete failure.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, you had to take a plane over there and they were serving like ham sandwiches, but they were like guaranteed all this like deluxe food and stuff. And they got sued out the wazoo at the end. Like, It reminded me of that.
Ah.
But
I've never heard of that. Now I'm going to have to look that up.
I forgot what it's called. I think it starts with an F. I don't remember what it was called. But they, too, tried to throw it together in a couple months.
Fail bomb.
And, yes, conventions take a lot of time and a lot of money.
Planning.
And the first one is never going to be perfect.
Mm-mm.
VidCon took a long time to get to the point where it was this year.
Right.
Like, even last year it had its flaws. This year was... How long? They've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
So it takes a while. But people are called it Tana-cond.
She didn't con, huh? I don't know her.
But my favorite part was, if you paid for VIP, you're supposed to get like a gift bag that's worth like more than your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to get all these extra perks. They got a condom. Okay. That was what was in the gift bag.
Well, all right.
That was it was pretty funny. All right, so let's move on to another thing. I've always enjoyed Tana, by the way. I love her content. I think she's hilarious. I think it could be done well in the future. It's a good.
She'll learn.
She'll learn. She's learned. If she learns from her mistakes, she'll learn. Something a little more sad. So we have learned that 2,575 children have been separated from their parents at the border. That's the number. Yeah, that sigh says it all. That it's, to me, unacceptable. You should, that is, and kids are being kept in cages. And, like, people seeking asylum aren't illegal, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're coming from a torn place and they're asking for our help.
Right.
They're not trying to sneak in to steal our jobs or sell drugs or rape us, as some people have told. They're not, that's not what they're doing. Right. They're seeking asylum, being like, we're dying, please help us. And we're tearing them away from each other, sticking them in different cages and being like, nah, nah.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad the uproar that's happened. Yeah. And because of the uproar that's happened.
Awareness. Yeah.
So 522 families have been reunited so far. That's not enough.
No, they all need to be reunited.
They all need to be reunited.
Every single
but one. But they're saying that they know where all of the kids are. Because that was another thing. People are like, do you know where? You just rip them apart and like, that's, and you just throw them in cages. Do you know who's who? So they say they know where they all are. And they're working to reunite all of them.
I hope they do.
I hope they do too.
My heart would be, I would be devastated.
I can't imagine.
If any of my kids got taken from me.
I can't imagine right now. As an adult, you and I getting separated, me not knowing where you are, I'd be like, hey.
I'm at a mall. If I don't know who you are, I'm freaking out.
Rachel, if I don't text back in a day, my mom is going to drive down here. Like, we're adults.
Yes.
So
these innocent little baby girls.
The whole thing is obviously upsetting. And so I'm glad now they say that they're doing something, but we can't stop fighting. We can't stop donating. We can't stop signing petitions. We can't stop because the second we stop, they're going to be like, oh, they forgot about it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to do anything.
It's a phase. It'll trend. It'll pass.
Like that. Just that's what they do. They wait it out. They bore us to death and they waited out. But we can't stop.
No.
Who is it? Kristen. I can't remember her last name. Bell? Maybe.
Kristen Bell. Oh, she was the princess on a show, The Voice. Kristen Bell, cute little blonde girl.
That's Kristen Chenoweth.
No, that's...
Looking her up on Instagram.
No. What's the... Let it go. That one.
Is that her?
But that... She's saying, do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah, Kristen Bell. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I forgot. It's Frozen.
That's it.
So, yours talking about a cartoon. She's a great person to follow on Instagram if you want to be involved in this topic.
Okay, never mind.
No, I love you, Mom. I love you so much. Veronica Mars is where I know her from. And The Good Place.
Oh, okay.
You watched Veronica Mars, right?
Never.
It's a fantastic TV show.
Yeah, Jessica talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
And got a makeover to be like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
There are some stories. Anyway, on good news though, Saudi women from Saudi Arabia are now allowed to drive.
Yay.
Which is fantastic. And apparently it's supposed to increase the economy like crazy, like improve it because now they can go get jobs. And the job market can just explode now, basically, with goodness. So this is a good thing overall, obviously. Can you imagine not being able to drive?
No, that's my freedom.
You got a vagina. You can't drive.
No, that's my freedom.
That I would go insane. I
don't like
being...
it when the car's at the shop.
No,
you know, at the mechanics, you're just like, I need my car.
I hate driving with other people. They're like, well, we can take my car. I'm like, but we could take my car.
And I'm to a point in life where I'm like, sure, you can drive.
Yeah, no, I gotta.
Because I used to be that way. I used to always have to drive. And now it's like, you can drive me.
You can drive me. It's fine. Colleen hates driving.
Yeah.
Because she wants to be doing something.
Yeah.
But I think if you took away her ability to drive, she'd be angry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is a freedom thing. I remember being in high school and just waiting to get my permit. Oh, gosh, waiting to get my license.
Count down the hours.
Like, it is a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
You're not trapped.
Right. Right.
So congrats to them.
Congrats to them.
That's amazing. I'm happy for them.
One day, Rachel, you'll have to tell me, Mom, it's time to put that driver's license away.
Oh, I will be vocal about it.
And it will be a rough day.
It will be a rough
week,
day.
Month, year.
I'll hire you a driver, Mom. That's how you get over it.
Yeah. Okay.
You just have a permanent driver who's just always sitting outside your house. That'd be fun. I'd do that. So
and his name is Dad.
His name is Dad. Well,
if he's still driving.
I think he's gonna have to hang up his before you hang up yours. Fine, he might be more stubborn about it though.
He might be.
I think you're a better driver than Dad.
Oh, shh! Don't tell.
Don't
him
tell
that.
Dad.
Let's see if he listens to the podcast.
Okay.
And he'll walk in the room
and
go,
"Hey, I'm gonna get a text. I'm good." Okay. So, the last bit of news I have is that Instagram launched IGTV. Do you know anything about this? Oh, mom's getting a phone call.
No, it's Jessica's calling me.
Well, she can wait.
Okay. I'll just send a quick little message.
There you go.
Sorry, I can't talk right now.
Instagram TV launched. I don't know much about it. No one quite knows what to do on it yet. So what it is, it's a long form vertical videos. And when I've tried to upload, you don't record it from the app. You record it on your phone and then upload it to the app.
Okay.
So it's long form. They have to be at least 15 seconds long. Okay. And they can be up to an hour. So it's like, it's this weird thing. But when I go to upload a video, because it says, they said to me, it's a long form vertical video. It can be any time length. It can be up to an hour. They've said it can be up to an hour. But when I go to upload it, it has to be more than 15 seconds. Huh. Like the thing on the top says 15 seconds to 10 minutes. So I don't know if it can be longer than 10. No. I can't quite figure it out. It's kind of hard to navigate, in all honesty.
Yeah, but you dink around. You'll figure it out.
I'm dinking around. I think there will be new updates within a few months.
Yeah.
I think they, in my personal opinion, they think they launched it a little too fast.
Like TanaCon.
Like TanaCon.
See? We all, we're all trying things.
You just have to learn. You just, you know.
And you don't learn until you try. And sometimes you don't learn until you fail. And that is called life,
you just
people.
Have to learn from it.
That is called life.
The important thing is that you learn from it. So, I've posted two videos, but it is hilarious to see that no one quite knows what to do on it yet. No one knows how it works yet. Like, we know how to upload, but like, we don't know what people want to see yet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, do you want us to post YouTube videos there?
Yeah.
Do you want us to post snippets? Is this Vine? What is this? Like, no one quite knows how to treat it yet.
Well, aren't the viewers or you guys the ones that decide what it's going to be?
Well, no.
If you flood it with something?
We can flood it with something, but if no one likes it,
true,
it's not going to work. The viewers decide if it works or not.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So the creators, the people trying to post on it right now, don't decide anything. We're testing. We're testing the audience to see what they like.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious to me to see all of these digital creators scramble to try and post things to see what works.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
A lot of people are posting throwbacks. They're like, well, I don't know what to post on this. So they just have old videos that they're posting or like.
So did you figure it out to post
something? I've posted two things so far.
What'd you post?
I posted a video of. See, that's the thing is you don't know yet. I'll show you how it works.
Okay.
It's like this little bubble that's up near the direct messages when you're on the home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you go to someone's page at like, you know how you can see their stories or whatever? There's also an IGTV. My mom is sneakily trying to go on her phone. I will show it
I'll
to
do
you
it.
Afterwards.
Okay, I'll do it later. Oh, there goes my glasses.
But yeah, I posted one me saying, what is this? Because I was truly wondering what in the world this.
Was it more than 15 seconds?
Yes. Okay. And then another one was a video from VidCon. I posted of Colleen on stage as Miranda.
Okay.
So, but it is, I'm enjoying everyone scrambling to figure out what in the world it is. Because it's weird.
Okay.
All right. So did you have any pieces of news?
I don't because I was 100% grandma camp all week. So.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to give you homework.
No.
I talked about that on my interview for Twitter. The interviewer said like, you do a podcast with your mom and she loves you. And I was like, I love her. And she said, how much work do you like split up the work? And I was like, I do mostly everything. I have to give my mom homework. She was like, I was like, she won't do anything unless I give her homework and tell her what to do. It's true, but it's fine by me. I feel like a teacher.
The all roles have reversed.
So I only have one little game. We're going to throw it back to define that word.
Oh my goodness.
I have three words.
Go. All right.
Or three phrases or words. They're a whole thing.
Okay.
So you have to define them.
All right.
OOMF.
Oh, my flower. What? Oomph? OOMF? Oomph.
I've always read it as oomph, too. Oomph. Oomph. It stands for one of my followers.
I would never get that.
I would never either. I had to look it up. Someone was like, "Do you know? Does your mom know what oomph means?" And I was like, "Oomph, what oomph?"
One
oomph.
Of my it's a noise. Followers.
Okay. And Urban Dictionary says it means one of my followers.
Okay,
I
was like, so are these all little pretend things? Like
all
little
of them? Like know. All the words I'm gonna have you define?
Yeah.
No, that was the only one.
Okay. I have to get my mind in the right thing.
This one's a phrase.
Okay.
Maybe she snapped.
Maybe she went crazy.
You'd think that.
Because, you know, I can say I have just snapped because it's over the limit.
But now people are saying maybe she snapped. And it means like, oh, she did that.
Oh,
she did. Okay. Oh, she's looking that fine. Oh, she's looking fine. Oh, she did that. Oh, okay. Maybe she snapped. Like, that's what it means.
Ah, never heard it.
Like, oh, you snapped can mean like, oh, you look good. Or you just did that. Or like, yes, queen. Okay. Like, it means a lot of different things.
Let's say that to Corey today.
Does he
know what it means?
He knows what it means.
Oh, rats. Okay.
I learned what it meant because he asked me and Colleen what it meant.
Oh!
And Colleen knew what it meant.
Of course.
So it's like a positive thing when someone's like, oh, maybe you snapped. Or, oh, she snapped. Like, it's a positive thing now. Right. Instead of, because when I first started, I was like, she went crazy? What?
Yeah.
Because I did what you did. I don't understand how y'all make up these things.
I don't know. All right, but mom. I am saying it to Corey today. Oh, just to see what he does.
What's a mukbang?
Mukbang.
Oh, you know.
Oh, that's the thing we sit around and eat.
Yeah, you know
it.
Yes, because
I just saw Colleen and Trisha.
Yeah.
Doing a mukbang.
Yeah.
And it just looked like I was hungry. I was hungry watching the whole thing.
They are mesmerizing.
That's what it is.
And it's just, I have trouble watching them because sometimes people don't eat in an enjoyable manner for me.
Smacking.
I have a noise thing. So I can't always watch all of them. But watching Trish and Colleen film, I was like, I need to do this.
Yeah.
Because all you do is you sit, you eat, and you talk.
I think it'd be fun if you ate really messy foods. Then try to do it. Like
spaghetti. No, that's disgusting to me.
Corn on the cob.
It's disgusting to me. But it's like, the draw is it, because you're just sitting there. If you're doing it with another person, it's just conversation.
Yeah, it's like you're there with them. Like,
yeah, you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like it's...
I thought it was pretty cool.
Not scripted. You're not trying to do anything. It's just like, chill. It's like the new type of Q&A.
Yeah.
Like people used to do Q&As so that people could get to know them and stuff.
Right.
But now it's like mukbang is the new thing instead. Mukbang. Okay. I think Trish started it.
Did she?
I don't know. She's like the queen of it. Because she just... That's what she's always done. It's just has... I'd love it.
Yeah. It took me a few minutes because I'm watching and I go, okay, when's this going to start? When are they going to start?
It's
and
weird.
Then I'm like, chill out, Gwen, just watch it. And then when I did, it's like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. All right. Mom, entertain them while I press order on my food so Matt can go pick it up.
Should I tell them the chicken?
Yeah, go for
the
it.
The chicken names. All right. So we asked you guys for suggestions on the chickens. So if you go on our Twitter page. Podcast ATI. Yeah, Podcast ATI. Chick number one, we chose Fluffy. Chick number two, we chose Hoot because it looks like an owl. Chick number three, someone said Albert Einstein or Eggstein, so we went with Alberta because they're all females. Alberta Einstein, and we'll just call her Einstein. And chick number four is Phyllis Diller. Oh, kids, go back and look and see who Phyllis Diller was back in the day.
Who's Phyllis Diller? I'm not going back to look. You got to tell me.
She was a comedian, and her hair she wore these weird headpieces and wigs and things doing her bits. She was funny, and she looks like the chickens with those weird
hair. All right,
hair
well, then someone
sticking out.
Correctly named it.
So there you go. And Trent's is, of course, called Cotton Ball.
Yes, Trent's is his own
So thank
entity.
You for those names, people. We love them, and we will post pictures later.
You guys posted a lot of names.
They were fantastic.
There were so many names.
It was hard to choose.
Yeah, there were like 200-300 on each chicken. I was like,
hard to choose.
Oh my God, I'm not doing this. Yes. You did have homework this week. You had to choose the names.
But there was more than, you know, one or two that really stuck out.
Yeah.
So it was hard to pick, narrow it down to the...
I'd imagine
creative.
So. I was talked about that on my Rachel's room. It's hard to name something that's going to be its name for the rest of its life.
Someone said Princess Leia. I thought that was cute. The puns on the words were cute.
You love a pun.
Yeah.
That's probably some of them. There you go. Depends if Dad said it or not. Okay. But oh, yes. Your bubby. Blaze is sleeping next to my mom. He's being a good boy today.
He is.
All right. So let's move on to questions.
Okay.
Allie18 says, did you name Sally's birds? So, If you know, if you kept up on anything.
So cute.
I've had a bird in my porch light that hadn't made a nest, and it's been really annoying. And she laid an egg and nothing happened. And then she left and the egg was just there for a few days. And she came back and then she's been there forever. And then she all of a sudden started pooping everywhere. Like, she had not pooped on our porch. She had pooped in the nest. Like, and all of a sudden she started pooping all over the porch. So I checked and the two eggs hatched. And they're pretty big. Mm-hmm. They're pretty big. They had to have hatched before VidCon and I just didn't notice it. But they're, so I think, I read online, I think she's a dove. She looks like a dove.
She's a dove.
And they say that once they hatch, they leave within 12 days because they grow pretty fast. And that then they spend fast. 3 days on, 2 to 3 days on the ground.
It's like hummingbirds.
Yeah. And then they fly away. So I'm thinking, I'm not naming them. They're not mine to name. They're Sally's to name.
You name Sally.
Well, you know what? whatever. So I'm not naming them. There's two of them. They're cute. They're adorable. And they should be gone within a week because of how big they are. I'm just hoping no cat gets them when this, because there's cats in this neighborhood. Yeah. I live in a very cat dog neighborhood.
Yep.
So we've got bushes for them to hide in. Hopefully they're safe.
Yeah.
But I did not name them, but I'm not gonna.
But they are adorable.
They are adorable. They are cute and they are pooping everywhere. I have to go sweep it up after this because I have to sweep it up every day or else it's just a giant mess. Yes. It's disgusting.
Well, those little babies have to poop somewhere.
Yeah.
They back themselves up to the corner and shoot it out.
Yeah. It's hilarious seeing the mom try and fit in the nest with them. It's because it's like two, it's like a tiny little tiny nest. It's in a porch light. It's not like it's in a tree where you can, you know, keep expanding.
Yeah.
It's a tiny nest and she's a big bird and they are big birds.
They are. They're
big, right? Yeah.
They're more than half her size.
Yeah. They're going to be, they're going to be flying away pretty soon.
Yeah.
Erica says, are you excited for Colleen's announcement on Friday? Yes, very excited. She's been looking forward to announcing this. And I mean, it's a fantastic project.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. I think you guys will really, really like it. Yeah. I hope you do. But
I think it's, I
can't
believe
she's kept it a secret.
Right.
It's insane.
Because usually she'll slip a little here and there. Yeah, no,
she's been pretty good about this. Yeah. Like, you guys didn't even know there was an announcement.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. Georgia says, can you and Gwen film a mukbang for a video?
Absolutely.
You'd be down.
Absolutely.
It'd be great.
Let's do it.
I think the more people in a mukbang, the better.
Yes.
Like, I want like a three-person mukbang.
Let's do it.
Okay. Kira says, how are your chicks? I know you named them, but how are they?
They're growing so fast. We moved them to a box, a big pumpkin box. You know the kind, the pumpkin and watermelon
box? Yeah, outside the grocery stores.
So we got one of those from Sprouts. Was very nice to let us have that.
Thank you Sprouts.
Not sponsored, but hey, that's where I shop. And we put the sawdust on the bottom. Not sawdust, what's that stuff called? It looks like sawdust, the stuff on the ground.
Little shavings.
A heat lamp outside so they have more room to run around, and the top is screened. Tim built a screen for the top.
Oh, it's the cats.
So things don't go in. The hawks. There's a lot of hawks in our area. Yeah.
How long are they in that for?
They're in there for probably another 3 weeks.
So Blaze still can't come visit?
I can put them somewhere else probably.
All right. Because I'm going to be there Saturday. This is a conversation we shouldn't have on a podcast.
Oh, I'll just put them in another box with a heat lamp and put them in a bedroom or something. Okay. And then they move to the chicken yard within a dog caged area. Like cages, not a cage. Gates, fences that you use for dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Wire ones. And you can make it any shape or size you want. So that they get integrated with the larger chickens.
Aren't the larger chickens going to fly in?
No, because I have a lid for as well. It's really big. So they get to look at each other and peck with each other and go, ooh, you're fun. And then eventually I let them out a few hours a day to see how they do.
All right.
Yeah, they'll get pecked
on. This is a long process.
They'll get pecked on, but that's how you learn.
It's a pecking order.
It is.
There's a pecking order.
That's true.
Who is your main chick? Do you know?
Yeah.
Who's in charge?
Yes, I do. And it's the smallest one I have.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She's the oldest one.
Kelly is?
Kelly's in charge.
She is in charge. She's scared of nothing. That's the thing.
It's because we smothered her with love.
Yeah. She has no fear.
None.
That's pretty funny.
And then in 4 to 6 months, they'll be laying eggs.
Wow. That's a long process. Cassidy says, hot coffee or iced coffee?
Neither.
My mom hates coffee, but my mom will not drink a hot drink.
No.
She has to have it iced. Mm-hmm. And I was that way for so long because you trained me to be like that.
Sorry.
And now I'm starting to drink hot coffee and I'm fine with it. I like hot coffee. I drink in the morning. I'd rather have an iced, but I'm fine with it. Who taught you to have iced?
My mom.
Okay, so it runs in the family.
Well, we'd get out of church every Sunday. As a little kid, I'd hear her. I'd be in the backseat of the car, and she goes, I can't wait to get home and have a great big glass of iced tea. And then she'd shake in her seat. I don't know. So I grew up on
Lipton. Like a hungry bear.
On Lipton instant, you know,
yeah, little granule.
No, not packets.
Oh, the
yeah, you spoon it and you
add disgusting. It with water.
That's what I grew up on. Not what I drink now.
No, but you are a snot. A snoot.
But they stopped making it. David's Tea stopped making my tea.
That is... what are you going to do, Mom?
I don't know. I have to find other teas.
How are you going to survive?
I don't know.
They were profiting off of you alone.
I know. I know.
Yeah, but I thought I had to... And because of you, I can't drive in a car without the AC going.
Thank you.
No, I don't know. It's not a. That's not a thank you. It's not a welcome. It's. I'm well, mad means, at you.
If I'm in your car, I know the AC's going.
I hate it because I feel stuffy without it.
Right, you feel like you're suffocating.
But normal people don't feel like that. Normal people can put the heater on, Mom.
No, you can't.
My mom cannot put the heater on
in a car. No,
you could be 1 degree out, and she's gonna be like, "Can you turn on the AC?" It makes me angry.
I'm sorry.
I don't forgive you because now I'm that way because Matt is a normal person and will drive with like the AC off.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, don't do that.
I can't breathe.
No, can't do that.
And now I feel like I'm doing the same thing to Blaze that you did to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learn though, because sometimes I don't want it blowing on my face. Mm-hmm. I turn on the front defroster and then nothing blows on my face, but I'm still getting cool air flowing. Yes. That's a nice little, that's a hack of the day, people.
There you go, hack.
There's your hack of the day.
Yeah.
All right, last. Oh, no, it's not the last question. Annabelle says, what was your favorite panel you did this week? I only did one panel, and it's something about trends. I enjoyed my panel, but my favorite, like, thing on stage or, like, interviewee thingy I did, it's always Colleen's Q&A, where Christopher Corey and I moderate. We just have so much fun because you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And once she turns into Miranda... it's all improv. There's nothing planned. Right. And that is my favorite Miranda, is improv Miranda. Mm-hmm. And there was one part when Christopher, or I someone asked her, does she have superpowers? And she was like, yeah. And she started naming like every superpower in the world. And Christopher was like, well, can you show us one? How do you fly? Because she said she could fly. And so she got up and she's like, yeah, I can fly. Like, because Colleen doing improv, yes to everything. Yes. Like, she can do anything. And so she stood up and looked at him, and like that, her the face she gave him was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, she looked at him and she's like, I hate you. I have no idea what I'm going to do. So she just flew around the stage like an airplane.
Okay.
And it was hilarious and I loved it.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite thing, is just Christopher, Colleen, Corey, me just doing it, basically improv. Colleen's doing all the improv. But like,
you guys are all funny.
All of us working together. It'll always, I think Christopher and I have been doing it together for 4 years.
Yeah.
A while. And then Corey came on, which makes it a lot easier because you're trying to look through questions while she's answering a question. If you have multiple people looking through, there's less dead air.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. I think that's one of my favorite things. And plus, it's a bigger thing where everyone can come hang out and see. I got to see everyone's faces in the audience that I knew. It was nice.
Aww.
And Natasha says, thoughts on Colleen being on Escape the Night 3. Have you watched any of it?
I don't have YouTube red.
The first episode is free. I don't have YouTube red either.
Oh.
But the first episode is free, but I was watching it with Colleen.
Oh, okay.
Because she has YouTube red.
Where did I hear you say this? Did you say this somewhere?
I think I did. Maybe in a vlog?
Maybe. No. Maybe?
I don't know.
But it sounds familiar.
Right. So Colleen was watching it with me because she wanted to talk to me about it. She didn't want me to watch it. She wanted to talk to me about it.
Funny.
So we're watching
behind the
it,
scenes.
And she's like, fast forwarding and rewinding and fast forwarding to tell me stories about everything. And the show is intense.
Is it?
It's scary. She's like, I was scared for my life because they don't tell you what's going to happen. The actors are really scripted.
Okay.
But the YouTubers are not. They aren't told what's going to happen. They are. Sometimes they're like, okay, you three go over there. But it's not script. It's like they have to go and find out these things for themselves. They don't know, like,
really,
they don't know anything because it's like a giant escape room basically.
Mm-hmm.
But Colleen is like, I was scared. There's one scene where all these clowns just pop out and start chasing him. She's like, I ran. She's like, I was scared out of my mind. I ran and I hid. And like, she's like, I got in trouble because I like went off set. Oh. So like, she's like, it's not as scary. They don't make it seem as scary because they don't have as much time because they film for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And you go, it's a 40-minute show or something. So they can't show everything. But she's like, they do these like clues and these mysteries and these puzzles. The puzzles take them like 3 hours to solve. And there's all these rules, but the show doesn't have time to show you all that. So she's like, it's exhausting. She's like, she had so much fun doing it because she's so competitive.
Yeah.
But I wish that they could show you guys like behind the scenes stuff of it all, because it's insane. I was like, because I asked her, I was like, is it scripted? She's like, no, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how to solve these things. And it doesn't end until we solve it. So I think the whole thing is fascinating. And I wish they do a behind the scenes thing so you guys could
hear everything. And from everybody's, all the different people's perspectives.
Yeah.
Because you get one perspective from Colleen, but Joey might have a different perspective. Yeah. Obviously, he
would. Joey knows a little bit more that's going to happen. Yeah, but
who else was on this one?
Well, there was Manny was on it. JC was on it. Rosanna was on it. There's a bunch of people on it.
See, it'd be fun to hear their perspectives as well.
Because Colleen is a scaredy cat and she was scared, but she's like, you literally go to an abandoned city in the middle. You get there at 3 p.m., go through wardrobe, and then by the time you get out, it is pitch black and you're in an abandoned city and it's creepy.
Wow.
And this one was at a circus, and so they have like all these clowns and stuff. Yeah. And she's like, they have hammers and they're really good actors, so they come out and you're like, I'm gonna die. What if these people isn't part of the cast and they snuck on the set?
Oh no.
It's a whole thing. So I'm excited about the whole thing. I'm excited about the season.
Yeah, that's great.
It actually got me into it. I hadn't watched it because I don't have YouTube Red.
Right.
I'm a terrible YouTuber. I should have it, but I don't because it costs money.
It does.
I hate it. But yeah, so that's it. That's all I have for today.
Oh, all right.
It's a 40-minute podcast.
Okay.
It wasn't as short as normal.
Next up, Mama Bang. What's it called?
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
I'm a mukbang.
Okay, that's going to be next on our list.
A mukbang.
Mukbang.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. No giveaway for today. Today's
no
just,
giveaway.
Just listen to us and just enjoy your day.
And go do something nice for somebody else.
There you go.
Yeah.
There. You've got homework too now, guys.
You do, people.
My go mom gets homework something. And you get homework.
For someone else. Totally unexpected.
Do it.
And
that's
also
nice.
Do it in anonymity.
Anonymity?
Anonymously.
Oh, my God. I was thinking from Finding Nemo.
Words are hard.
Where she was like, I'm an anonymity.
Yeah.
Anonymously.
Yes.
That is something. Hold on. Podcast not over. I hate when I see people post online, look at this really good thing I did for this
person.
No,
don't do that.
And I'm like, okay. No. You did that to film yourself doing it, to post online, to make you seem like a really good person.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
Do it anonymously.
They're like, look at all these cool things I did for people. I get that sometimes it's for like trying to spread, like, you guys can do this too.
Yes.
But there are some people where you can tell are just being like, look how good a person I am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. There are some people who are like, look at this fundraiser we're having, or look at this, you guys can join, you can do this too, like those.
Yeah.
There are certain peppy good people, like good hearts that you're like, I see that you're doing this for the right reasons and you're trying to spread awareness and you're trying to get people to be like you. That's fantastic. But if you're just doing it to get the recognition for it, then I'm not gonna recognize
your heart's
you
not in the right place.
No, your heart's gotta be in the right, obviously still do nice things,
please do,
yes, but I'm on to you.
Yeah.
Just know I'm on to you.
So their homework is to do something nice for someone else anonymously.
Yeah. Don't turn in your homework.
No.
Do your homework, but don't turn it in.
Yeah.
We're weird teachers. All right. I love you guys so much. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I
wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.